We'll start again from Daf Chof Amud Aleph. Omar Rav Huna, 6 lines from the bottom. Omar Rav Huna, Kanim Ein Tzrichim Roiv. We're discussing all different types of things that are flammable, that you light. Now, if it's something that's not so flammable, so you have to have roiv of the thing that you're lighting lit in order that you shouldn't be mechata. Something that's already roiv, so then already it's going to light on its own, and there's no chashash that you're going to forget yourself. So the Gemara says, kanim, reeds that are very flammable, ain't something, they don't need roiv. As soon as they're lit, it's like twigs, like reeds. These are things that go very quickly. Ogdon, if it's not going to be lit ruboy, you might come to be mechata. You might come to help the flame light better. So mele, because the chashash havara is the raisa. So mele, we say that you have to have roiv of it already lit before Shabbos. Masha'enkin, when it comes to kanim, ain't tzrichin roiv. They don't have to have roiv. It's enough kanim reeds. As long as it's lit, any partially of it lit, it's lit, it's already sufficient, and you don't have to be choshed. Ogdon, but if you have a bunch of kanim that are tied together and bundled together now, so again, tzrichin roiv. And the Gemara is going to explain the difference is, because once it's tied together, that's what the Rashi explains, so then the fire doesn't go so well between the kanim. When it's loose kanim, so they catch onto one another, the reeds. But when it's tied together, so then it doesn't go in between, so then it needs takaroiv of the bundle. Garinim, when you have pits of dates, ain't tzrichin roiv, don't have to have roiv. But nosim b'chayislois, but if you put them together in chayislois, Rashi says, are like kelim shayisim lulavin, v'nosim akli mole b'medura, you tie it together in a kli, so then it's, again, the fire doesn't go between. When it's tied together, then it needs roiv, because then it's tzvu in yachad. So the shalev is not, cannot enter in between. So then tzrichin roiv. Maskevah Rav Chisda, ad rabbi ipcha mistava punkt vaket. Kanim evadren, when you have singular, loose kanim, loose reeds, so evadren, they separate. If they separate, so then the fire doesn't catch on from one to another because they fall apart. Ogdon, but with the tight, then you would need roiv. Ogdon, if you tie them together, loim evadren, then it doesn't separate, so then you would not need roiv. The opposite. Garinim, when you have separate date pits, so evadren, so they don't catch on one to another. Nosem bechoyzer, you put them together in these choyzlers, so then loim evadren. Zogmar itvanami, we learned similarly. Daf chof amid beis. Omer av kane. Kanim she'ogdon, when you take the kanim and you oigre it together, then tzrichin roiv. And that's not like the first tzad. When it's tied together, so then shalev doesn't go in between, so you need roiv. Loyogdon, if you're not oigre the kanim, the reeds, ain't tzrichin roiv. Karinim, over here we differentiate. Karinim, tzrichin roiv. Karinim that are separate, need roiv. Nosam b'chayse, but if you put them together in these chayses, then ain't tzrichin roiv. Then, because then it doesn't fall apart, then it does not need roiv. So here we have the kan or lekan. We're mechalik between garinim and kanim. The goyin brings over here. This is the girsa of the rosh. Aval arif v'ramam garsi kol ha'ishmaitse behepich migirsa rosh. Punkt vakert. Either that they coincide, or the pshat is that it's the opposite. Punkt vakert. Whatever you said by kanim is the opposite by garinim. Zogdi Gemara, Tonik Rabbi Yosef, Alba Meduros ain't tzrichin roiv. There are 4 types of flames that do not need roiv. Shall Zephes. Zephes doesn't need roiv. Gofris, sulfur. These are very flammable objects, liquids. So they don't need objects, devices that you're burning. So they don't need roiv. Shall Gvina, cheese. I guess maybe the oil of the cheese that's in it. Vishal Revav. Revav is stam fats. These do not need roiv because there's no chash of Shem Yichata. Even if you put it right for Shabbos, it's gonna light on its own. You're not gonna be mechatit. V'masnis etona af shel kash, even straw. V'shel gvova. Gvova is a different part of the stalk. Om Rabbi Yechanan, eitzim shel bovel. The bovel, eitzim from bovel, ain't tzrichin roiv, do not need roiv. Very flammable. Mas Rabbi Yosef, mahi, what are eitzim shel bovel? Ilem is silta. If it's that means, that's mamish twigs. If it's twigs, hashta psila o ma'ula, hamalik tzoch shialik b'roiv. If even the psila, even the cloth, which is the wick, which is made from a cloth, which is tovel and shemen, and it lights very well, needs roiv. Hayoytzei So silta would not need roiv. Why would twigs not need roiv? Elom Rav Yosef shura da alzo. Zogt Rashi is yoveshu. It's dry, v'dak and it's thin. V'yesh kamin tzemer ben klipa le'etz. It's like when you open up the bark. Behind the bark, this type of like threads, tzemer looking. So that tzemer, that if you take that and twist that together, that does not need roiv. That's ultra flammable. So that doesn't need roiv. Tzemer ben klipa le'etz v'umaviroi b'she ochzaboy ur. And that's mavi as soon as it's ochzaboy ur. So the shucha da arzo, meaning the what's it called? The etzim shel bovel is shucha da arzo. That tzemer between the klipa and the etz does not need roiv. Chomi ba abba omar zazo. Zaza zog drashi mul shoblaz. Maybe that's mulch. It's a different type of growth, a type of etz that grows either the mulch or the branch of the mul shoblaz. And these type of etzim do not need achiyotzi sa'or berubay, do not need the majority of it to be consumed and inflamed. But as soon as it's lit, you already can assume that it's going to light well. Hadron aloch, yitzias ha-shabos. Hadron aloch, yitzias ha-shabos. Hadron aloch, yitzias ha-shabos. Zog the Mishnah, perek sheni, the second perek of Masechta Shabbos. Ba'me madlikin v'me ein madlikin. This perek discusses the different types of wicks and psilois and the different types of oils that can be used to light Neir Shabbos. Neir Shabbos is in order to bring about the din of Oynik Shabbos. There's really two dinim in the Hadlokas Neir Shabbos. One is the din of Oynik Shabbos and one is the din of Kovet Shabbos. And the Rambam mentions both of these dinim in the perek Hey Milcha Shabbos and in perek Lamed Milcha Shabbos. The Rambam brings the din of Kovet and the din of Oynik. And the Achronim explain, the Beis Halevi explain, that in other Achronim, that there's two dinim in Hadlokas Neir Shabbos. There's a Medin Kovet and Medin Oynik. The Oynig is in order to have it by the Suda. That's Medin Oynig Shabbos, to have light over there. And the Din Kovet Shabbos is to have in the other rooms that a person has in his home throughout Shabbos, to have Kovet Shabbos, to have it lit. Now, this Din of Oynig Shabbos and Kovet Shabbos is a Din Shalom Bayis. It brings about Shalom Bayis. So, Memela, it has to be a type of light, a type of flame that shouldn't flicker, that shouldn't be well lit, it shouldn't get extinguished. And that's why there's certain psolim, certain wicks, and certain oils that cannot be used. That's the reason because of shalom bayis. The other reason is brought down is because since if it doesn't light well, you might come to adjust the flame. If it flickers, you might want to adjust it without realizing that you'll be over on the chil Shabbos of Avora. So that's why a madlikin, you can't use the following wicks or oils because it might come to be over on the issa of Shemi Yichata, you might come to adjust it, and you're over on the Havara, on the Issa, the Raisa of Havara. And that's the Hemshach to the previous Perek. So the Rambam in Pirsha Mishnah says the Chisorin is because of Kovet Shabbos, because of Sholem Bayis, and that's why you can't use these lights, these wicks, and these oils. You'll end up sitting in a dark room if it's not going to light well. And Rashi later on, Daf Chof Aleph, Rashi says Shemi Yata, that you might come to adjust the candle, and you'll be over on the Issa of Havara. Now, if you don't have any other wick or any other candle besides this, so could you use it b'dieved or not? So that will chori be totally in these two tzedadim. According to the reason of shemayata, so then it should be possible because you can't use something that's a chashav shemayata. Chachom et exera, you might come to be oiv and avara, so you can't use it. But according to the reason is because you might leave the room because it's not a good light and you'll end up sitting in the dark. If you don't have anything, that's better than nothing. Even a shvacha light is better than no light. So Mele, you could use it. Beis Halevi in Allah Torah brings this nafkamina between the two reasons. La Aloch in Reish Samach Dalet, the Bialoch over there says clearly that if you don't have any wicks, only these that are going to be possible in the Mishnah, so you don't light them at all because of the chshash of Shemayata. Meaning everyone agrees b'yisoidoi to the chshash of Shemayata. Zog the Mishnah b'me madlikin v'me ein madlikin. Which wicks could you not use for psilois? And right away the Mishnah starts off as Ein Madlikin. Tosfos says, Pomim Mefarish Maida Solik. Sometimes we start off with what we finished off with. We just finished off with Bama Madlikin, Ein Madlikin, and we Mefarish first that which we left off with Ein Madlikin. So Ein Madlikin, the first thing mentioned is Loi Belechesh. The Gemara is going to describe each one of these things mentioned in the Mishnah, what they are. Lechesh is going to be the fibers behind the bark. Veloi Bechoysen. Choysen is a type of flax that is uncombed, so the wick is not going to light well. it's not going to draw the oil well, so it's going to flicker. V'loy beklach. Klach, the Gemara is going to explain also, a type of psoilus in silk. V'loy psilas ha'idon, or a psila that's from idon. V'loy psilas ha'midbar, or a psila, a wick from midbar. V'loy b'yroika shapnei ha'moyim, or the algae that grows around the water, the tops of the water. You can't use those for wicks. V'loy b'zefes. Here onward, the Mishnah explains already the different shmanim. Till now, it was the different wicks that can be twisted together. And now we're discussing the different oils that can be used for oil. V'loy b'zefes. Zefes is the pitch. V'loy b'shaiva. Shaiva is a wax. Meaning the wax, not the candles that we have, we'll see soon in the Gemara, but the shaiva as an oil candle, or we have a candle, we have a wick in the candle. But if you use the candle itself as an oil, that doesn't light. You can't light the shaiva. V'loy b'shem and kik, or it's an oil from kik. V'loy b'shem and sreifa. Shem and sreifa is shem and that's tomid, that has to be burnt. V'loy b'alya, or not the fats of the tail of an animal, which is flammable, but it can't be used, it doesn't light well. V'loy b'chelev, or any type of forbidden chalovim, fats cannot be used to light the Ner Shabbos. You could utilize fats that were cooked. They don't differentiate. You cannot use any fats. It doesn't make a difference if it's mavushal or it's not mavushal. And the Gemara is going to discuss the difference between Tanakama and the Chachomim. Zok the Gemara. Lechesh, the first thing mentioned in the Mishnah was Emadikin loy belechesh. What is lechesh? Zok the Gemara, shucha da arzo. Shucha da arzo, what's shucha da arzo? Zok the Gemara, eitz ba'almahu. Shucha da arzo is a bark of a tree. A bark of a tree, of course, can be used as a wick. Zok drashi pshita de lechazi lepsila la meduva. It can be used as a wick. It can be used as a bonfire, firewood. But it can be used as a wick. Obviously, it can be a wick. Zok the Gemara, ba'almanisa de isbe. We're talking about the fibers that you find in the back of the bark. The bark, when you peel the bark, the fibers, these little wool fibers, tzemer, that if you twist those and you want to make a psil, a wick out of them, so they don't light well and you can't use them. Now, the obvious difference between the previous perek we finished off, we said that certain types of woods, etzim shel bovel, at the end of the Gemara in the previous perek, etzim shel bovel ain't tzichin roiv. You don't need a majority. That means usually you have to wait till a majority of the wood, the firewood is lit, so you won't be mechate, you won't stoke the fire. But once you have a certain type of wood that lights very well, you don't need a majority. What's this etzim shel bovel? So the Gemara attempted to say it's referring to twigs. Then the Gemara said, no, we're talking about Om Rabbi Yosef, shucha da arzo. Shucha da arzo. Shucha da arzo is this tzemer that you have between the bark and the tree. So we said before that as long as it's lit, it lights perfect. How come over here we're saying it can't be used as a wick? The obvious difference is there's a big difference what you're using it for. The last parak we were talking about using it as firewood, as the eitz itself. So then it's very flammable. And as soon as it's lit, you don't have to be concerned. It doesn't have to be more than that before Shabbos. You don't have to have roiv. You don't have to have roiv when it's used as an eitz. But when it's used as a wick, so then it doesn't flicker. It flickers. It doesn't light well. It doesn't absorb the oil well. So then taka, it's no good. Ein madlikin loy belechesh. You can't use these fibers as a wick. As a wick, it's no good. As firewood, it's very good. As firewood, you don't have to wait for roiv to be ignited. But when it comes to wicks, then taka, it's no good. And that's the Gemara over here. That's Pshat in the Mishnah. We're saying, v'loy belechesh, the same shuchat ha'azah that we said before, doesn't need roiv. Over here, it's not good for a psila. Another type of wick that cannot be used is choysen, which is the flax. It's the bark of the flax that is spun together and it's not combed out well, so it doesn't light well, and that can't be used as a wick. You're telling me that choysen is ne'oira shel pishtun. So we see choysen and ne'oiras are two different things. The pasuk mentioned them separately, so it can't be choysen is ne'oiras shel pishtun. Michal de choysen lav ne'oirasu. Elom rabaya kitna de daik v'le nofitz. It's a kitna. It's a flax that is not combed out well. It's daik v'le nofitz. So since it's not nofitz, explains Rashi, ein shemen nimshach achrav. The oil doesn't go through it well. And Mamela, it's not going to light well. And if it's not going to light well, it's going to flicker. And then you have the problem that either you'll be matted in there or it will lack in the Shalom Bayis. You'll leave it, you'll leave the room because it's going to, you'd rather go out of this room that flickers and you end up sitting in the dark. Veloy beklach. The next thing mentioned in the Mishnah, that you cannot use klach as a wick. What is klach? Omar Shmuel, shaltina l'chol nechuta diyoma. I asked all the people that go out into the ocean, the fishermen, the ones that sail out. Va'amri, and they told me, kulcha shmei. The name of this klach is kulcha. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Zeiri, Omar, gushkero. Now gushkero, Rashi says, is the psoilus of the meshi, the psoilus of silk. So now that the machloikas are showing him what this means, is this a machloikas Shmuel and Rav Yitzchak bar Zeiri, and they just called it different names? Meaning, he asked on the chuta diyoma, and they said it's kulcha shmei, and kulcha is a psoilus of the meshi, of the silk. And Rav Yitzchak bar Zeiri said, gushkero, it's called gushkero, the same psoilus of the meshi, where it doesn't light well, the or is misachseches behen, it jumps like drashi, koifetses, vinifsekes, vena shalevis omenes bim koimo, it doesn't stay put, the flame, and that's why it can't be used. Others, however, learn, the Goyin in Shnois Eliyahu and the Mishnayis, they learn that kulcha is referring to a type of wool that grows amongst stones that you find in the ocean. And he asked all the karcha de yama. So it's a different thing. And that's the mashmois in the Rambam in Kalayim also, in Perik Yud, Halacha Aleph, that it comes out that Shmuel argues on Rav Yitzchak bar Zeiri. Meaning it's not bechlal a psoilus of meshi, it's a whole different entity. Two different shitas. What is called klach? But Pashtus is that they're both referring to the psoilus of meshi, and he called it kulcha, and he called it gushkela. Zokti gemor, Ravin v'abaya have yasvi kamei Ravne Nachmei achud reish kalusa. Ravin v'abaya was sitting in front of Ravon and Nachmei, the brother of the reish kalusa. Chazi David lovish metaxa. They saw he was wearing a very special cloak called metaxa. Omele Ravin l'abaya, so Ravin told Abaya, this cloak that he's wearing is Hainu Klach de Tanan. This is the Klach of our Mishnah. The Mishnah that says that the Pseudish Hameshi cannot be used as Psilois, that's the cloak that he's wearing, Metaxo. Omale Sabai told Rabin, Anon Shira Pradno Krinale. We call this cloak that he's wearing Shira Pradno. We call this something else. We don't call it Klach, we call it Shira Pradno. So Tosafot here points out when Abaya answered Anos Shira Pradna Kinele, Pirush Ben Etam, the Klach de Masnisin, I call Shira Pradna. Ava Metaxa live Anos Shira Pradna. The Metaxa that he's wearing is not Shira Pradna. So don't compare it to the Klach in the Mishnah. So Rabin pointed out that the Metaxa is the Klach of the Mishnah. So Zog de Gemara Kashav de Meisvei Hashiraim Vahaklach. Here the Brisa clearly separates them as two different entities, Shiraim and Klach. The chayv in tzitzis, Rashi points out over here two different ways why the chayv in tzitzis. Either not like the man d'omer that says that only tzemer pishtim are chayv in tzitzis midiraisa, and these aren't tzemer pishtim, or it's going midirabonon, that shirayim and klach are chayv in tzitzis midirabonon. But the point is, Alma Shirayim lav hainu klach. We see clearly Shirayim is not klach. Silk is not klach. So how could you say that what he's wearing is the klach of the Mishnah, the silk? Silk and klach is two different things. Zok di Gemara. So the question in Gersoy is tiufta the rabbin, is the kasha only a rabbin? Does Abaye agree be'etzem? So Gemara says tiufta. Iboy seima shira lechud v'shira pranda lechud. They're two different things. Shirayim is one thing, and shirayim pradna is something else. Shirayim pradna, that's taka klach of the Mishnah. And shirayim that's mentioned in the Brayse as two different entities, that's taka not the klach. Hashirayim v'klach are two different things that are chayim in tzitzis, but shirayim pradna is taka the klach of the Mishnah, and that is what he was wearing. Zogdim ha'vayte v'lo yepsilas ha'idon. You cannot use a psila from idon. Zogma, what's psila si idon? Achvino. Achvino, zogt Rashi, is the arova tree bark. Arova v'yesh k'min tzemer ben klipa le'etz. Behind the bark of the arova tree is a tzemer between the bark and the tree itself. And that cannot be used, if you twist it, as a psila. Zogt Gemara, Ravin v'abaya, again, have a kazi bepakto, the Timro Riso. They walk in the valley of Timro Riso. Chazinu lana alviso, they saw arovis. Omele, Ravin l'abaya, Ravin told abaya, hainu idon de tanan. This is the idon of our Mishnah, that you can't use the wool behind the bark as a psila. Omele, abaya told him, hai eitz ba'almahu. That's a regular tree. What are you looking at? They show me a tree bark. Of course you can't use a tree as a psila, as a wick. It's not going to be able to twist it into a wick.
So the Gemara, he showed him kolaf. He peeled the bark. Va'achvale, and he showed him amrenisa de beni beni, the tzemer that's found behind the bark, between the tree and the bark, if you peel it. And that would be able to be twisted as a wick. And that, the Mishnah says, v'loy b'psilas ha'idon, they cannot use the psila of the arova tree when you peel the bark. The next thing mentioned in the Mishnah is you cannot use a psilas hamidbar. What's psilas hamidbar? Zok d'gemara, shavro. Zok Rashi, what is shavro? Min esav oruch v'kogin oisa ushtir. It's a long type of growth, a long type of weed or grass that grows that cannot be spun and used as a wick. Zok d'gemara v'aito. And you cannot use the algae that you find on the top of the water. If we're talking about the regular algae, so how would you even think about twisting that and spinning that into a wick? If it crumbles. You can't take algae and twist it into a wick. It'll crumble. Elom rapapa, uchmesa da alvo. Uchmesa da arva is the seaweed. So Rashi, svina mesakevs b'mokam echot. If you have a boat that's stationary b'mayim, so goli yirak roikos svavishulem b'chutz around the edges of the boat, a type of green growth like seaweed that grows around it, and that seaweed cannot be used as a wick. They added on two more additional things that cannot be used as wicks. Tzemer, wool. Wool can not cotton. Cotton we use as wicks, but wool cannot be used. And sar, and hair. Hair will not ignite, it will not light, it will not absorb the oil to in order to light. V'tana didon, why is our tana not mentioned? Tzemer and sar. So Gemara, tzemer michvatz kovitz. Tzemer, as soon as you light it, it crunches together and it's kovitz, so it shrinks, so there's nothing there left anymore. And sar ichuche michach, sar hair burns, it just burns, charcoals, it doesn't light, that it can ignite, that it can absorb oil. So that's why it's poshut that they can't be used as wicks, so it doesn't even have to mention it. Mashing the Brice is moisif tzemer and sar. Now here onward, the Mishnah is not discussing the wicks anymore. We're discussing the different types of oil that could be used to light the fire. V'loy b'zefes, you cannot use pitch. Zok d'gemara, what is zefes? Zefes, zok d'gemara, zifto. It's the black pitch that cannot be used as a liquid to ignite a fire because it doesn't light well. Shaiva, zok d'gemara, what's another type of oil that cannot be used? Shaiva. Zok d'gemara, what's shaiva? Kiruso. Kiruso is beeswax. So beeswax cannot be used either because it's the psoilus of the dvash and it doesn't light well. Zok d'gemara, like we just said, tono, atkan, until v'yeroika shapnei amoyim, that's all referring to the wicks. Atkan is psul psilois, mikan ve'elach, from zefesin onward in the Mishnah, is psul shmanim, we're talking about psul of the different oils. Zok d'gemara, pshita, obviously, that from henceforth word from the zefes and shaiva, we're talking about the oils, shem and kik. Why do you have to tell me this? Zog demora, the chiddush is by shaiva. Shaiva itzichalei. You need to tell me this black and white, that shaiva cannot be used as an oil. Why? Because it could be used as a wick. When we have a candle, we don't use a candle as an oil. We have a wick inside the candle. To light the candle itself, it won't light. It's only because of the wick, the psila. We use a candle as a wick. Mitzad the wick, it's a good thing that lights beautifully. But mitzad an oil, candles don't light as oil. You're going to light the wax, it's not going to light. Zok d'gemara, but that's the chiddush. Maritema lepsila is nami lechazia. Since the wax cannot be used as oil, so maybe it can be used as a wick either. Meaning, if you take the wax itself and use it as a wick, it won't be good either. That no, there's no psul in shaiva only when it's being utilized as oil. Meaning, if you put a bowl with shaiva inside, you want to light it, then it's not a good shemen. Masha enkein, if you want to use it as a psila, then tak it's kosher. Zok Rashi, shaiva itzchalei. What's a chiddush? Lefisha gilin lasis kamin psila aruko. We indeed utilize a candle with a long wick. And the wick is inside the candle. So Rashi clearly says the kamashlon is that a candle could be used. And that's what we're referring to. This kamashlon that it could be used as a psila. Tosfos over here argues. Zok Tosfos, he brings Bnei Navoina. Atkam Psul Psilas Mikam Elech Psul Shmonim. Zok Tosfos, Bnei Navoina. The people from Navoina, Oisrin Ner Shai V'Shalonu. They forbade to use even our candles, our wax candles. Umefash Yochi. Ayin Gemara says, Kamashon could be used. And they explain the Gemara differently. Umefash Yochi. Maritem, you might think, Le Psilas Nami Loi. What does it mean it can be used as Psilas? Kamashon that it could. Meaning, Shim Som Ner Shaiva B'Ner Shemen. You might think if you take a candle of Shaiva and place it inside oil, in a bucket of oil, Yeh Osir, it still will be Osir. Kamashon, that you could use that. Mikan Ve'elach Psul Shmanim. But it came and changed by Shemen since it has oil in there. So it doesn't have the psul of shmanim because it has oil with it too. So that's why it's kosher. Mutter. Kevin changed by shemen kosher, so it's mutter. Avol ner shel shaiva, but the name b'nei navoina hold. If you have a regular candle, beloy shemen without the oil, then osel lahadlik, you can use it even as a psul or not. And Tosfos argues in that, v'li nira, dim osel lahadlik beloy shemen, if you can use it without oil, so ki nicha b'shemen ami osel, then it will be osel even if you put it in a bowl of oil. Kamila, come on. If you tie together and bind together something that could be used together with something that can be used, so then it's still going to be osa. Even without taking the candle and placing it in oil, it's mutter to be used as a wick, as a psila. It can be used as shemen, but it could be used as a wick. That means the Bnei Navoina only allowed Shaiva to be used as a wick, meaning that you mamash place it inside oil, and the wick of the oil is the Shaiva itself. Only that. But what we have, a psila inside the Shaiva, that they did not allow. And on that, Rashi and the other Rishonim hold that no, you could use a candle if it's used as a psila, meaning not a psila in the oil, but a psila inside the Shaiva, inside the candle itself, inside the wax itself. All right, we'll stop over here at the bottom of the moment. So till now we explained the different parts of the Mishnah. Eimad likin loy belechesh is the fiber that you have behind the bark. It can be used as a wick. Choysen is the flax. Klach, we said, is the silk, the psilis of the silk. Psilas ha'idon, we said, is the tzemer that you find behind the arava tree. Psilas ha'midbar is shavro, which we said was the long growth of Asif that grows, that can be used as a wick eater. Roika shapnei amoyim, we said, is the seaweed that grows around the ships that are stationary in the water. Loi bezefes is, and here comes already the lick, the oils. Loi bezefes is the pitch. Loi beshaiva, we said, is the candle, but it's talking about using the candle not as a psila, but as an oil itself. And that's, meanwhile, where we're up to. So when we say Bam Madlikin Friday night, it will be clearer now exactly what we're learning. We'll be able to talk and learn by Madlikin and understand. We'll stop over here. The bottom of the Omid. We'll continue tomorrow. Omer Romi Ba'avin, the last line on Daf Chof Omid Beis.